RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
You may have seen the news headlines. New Zealand businesses going into liquidation at a far higher rate than usual, 36% greater than this time last year. Data from Centric shows the number of retail businesses being liquidated was up 36% in July compared to the same time a year earlier. And Retail NZ Chief Executive Carolyn Young says it's incredibly tough. Members of her organisation are closing their businesses every week. We want to know more about this. And Carolyn Young from Business NZ, or Retail NZ, I beg your pardon, joins us now. Hi, Caroline. Thanks for coming on.
Got it. How are you doing?
You're not too bad, but maybe a little better so far anyway than some of the businesses that you represent, retail, right? Retail businesses doing it tough.
Yeah, it's really tough right now. You know, we've come off the back of 8 quarters of declining sales in a row. So that's really hard for businesses to absorb those sorts of losses on a, you know, quarter on quarter, year on year basis. So, and when you see that, so that's 8 quarters of declining, that's 2 years of declining growth. And, you know, the numbers we're getting at the moment are still lower numbers than they were last year. So businesses have used their spare cash. They're at that point where they say, I don't know if I can hang on any longer. The economy's about to turn around. You know, it's a bit like a freight train, isn't it? It takes a while to turn and move. And once we get up momentum, we'll be all good. But we've got to get to that point. And that's the tough bit to do right now.
Do you think it's about to turn around, or is that more of a hope?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that the data tells us that the economy is turning, but the speed at which it's turning, we're unsure. So, you know, consumer confidence is going to be really important. We know that that's improving, but still in the pessimistic phase. So it's under 100, it's 92.5. We know that the Reserve Bank's cut the official cash rate and is kind of made a promise, might be too strong a word, but a clear indication that we're going to see a 25 basis point cut in the next 3 or 4 meetings. You know, if we continue to see that, the banks continue to cut interest rates, people get in the rhythm of what, you know, the tax breaks have meant for their household, and when their mortgages are going to get reset and at what level they'll be set at, that will start giving consumers more confidence. And for retail, you know, consumer confidence is so important because it's a really big part of why people go out to the shops and spend. So we need all of those factors to happen. They will happen. It's a matter of the timing of when that happened. Will we see it before the Christmas rush, or will it be, you know, partway through next year? So I think that's the critical factor for businesses, is how long they can hold on for.
Overheads for businesses, they haven't been going down, have they, at the same time?
No, and that's the big thing, right? It's pressure on margins. So we've seen increases in leases, wage pressures, freight increases, costs increasing from suppliers, insurance, as we all know, and personally and professionally, insurances have gone up. And absorbing all of those costs means that your margins are squeezing. You know, so when your margins are squeezing, you're losing funding, you're losing money. So you're not making a profit. So it makes a really big difference to businesses' sustainability. It's all about the margin.
What about access to retail businesses? There's been a lot of criticism of accessibility to particularly CBDs in some of the major areas of New Zealand. It's, you know, it's been difficult to get to. Traffic flows have been, and accommodation of traffic has been really constricted for, you know, cycleways and busways. That must have had some effect, surely.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. If you look at the centre of Auckland and the centre of Wellington, I've had some retailers tell me about Cone City, and orange is their new favourite colour, and just the challenges that those things bring, and the infrastructure. You know, you're thinking about transport infrastructure in Auckland, as well as the road chain challenges that we've got, and then in Wellington you've got the pipes, issues with the pipes and all of the cycleways, and it's a double whammy at this time, because when you've got no direct access to your store front and or no visibility of your storefront, or both, then people don't know if you're open or closed. They might just drive on by because there's nowhere to stop. They don't really want to find a place, you know, half a mile down the road pull over, walk back and find that you are around open, because they can't see that. It's really hard for those businesses that are living through day in, day out of all of those roadworks and those challenges. And for some areas, they're about to start and we know that they're going to be long-term plans. And right now, it's sort of the icing on the cake that you don't need. It's the opposite of that, right? It's not a good thing to have disrupted flow to foot traffic into your stores. So timing couldn't be worse for some of those infrastructure pieces of work that are being done.
Does it make you feel grumpy? Because retail is a serious part of the economy, or has been for a long time.
Sorry.
And to not get that, if you're going to do all this, you could really upset that sector in the country, particularly in the big cities, to kind of not think about that or ignore it, I'd feel a bit grumpy about that, I got to say, if it was me.
Yeah, it is, you do get pretty grumpy, and we've got some pretty grumpy members. It feels at times that the councils are tone deaf about what the environment is like out there and how what bigger impact, or how big the impact is that these things will have on their business when, you know, roads are closed, miles of cones everywhere, you know, big bits of scaffolding and wire fencing that's all covered up to see the stores. It just makes it really difficult. And for businesses, it's hugely stressful, especially those SMEs. You know, they are like you and I. They go home and they've got this, they're consumers at the same time, but their total income is going down and decreasing, and they're in a negative flow in terms of their income because of their business situation. It's a numbers game in terms of sales. So I think the stress levels are really high, and to that point in their business where they can no longer survive, and either they make the decision to close or someone makes it on their behalf. And we're seeing both of those things flow through at the moment.
It's challenging for the traditional retail businesses at the moment, isn't it, because of this sort of disruptive influence that's come in, quite a while ago, but really starting to hit now, where people just expect to buy things online, right? And I know a lot of retail businesses have that capability, even though they might have a bricks and mortar store. How much of an impact is that happening, the changing patterns of how people purchase things?
I think the changing habits of how people purchase things isn't as bigger impact as it might seem, but I think where they're buying from has changed, right? The introduction of some of those large international online stores like Temu, that you can't go onto any site, whether you're on the news sites or you know, looking at other items, you can't go on into any of those sites without seeing advertising from them. So they're right in your face. Their price point is significantly lower than they are for New Zealand made goods, or even goods that are imported from other countries. So at a price point, they make a difference. But we're not seeing significant increases in online. We are seeing a slight increase, but not significant. But it's actually just shifting it away from other places.
Right. And what do you do as an organisation, Retail NZ? Is there any sort of support? I mean, maybe not financial support, but, you know, retailers who are in trouble, who can, you know, are hanging on through those eight quarters and hoping to get to Christmas. I mean, what sort of advice do you give them?
Well, there's a range of things we can do depending on their circumstances, but we have lots of tools and resources for people to think about, and we do webinars and have podcasts and things like that, and we have an advice line. And some of it is about thinking, you know, how can you pivot if you're a small business? What is it that you can do to be agile in order to introduce a new line of stock? We know that businesses are telling us that the average sale is lower than it has been. So what are those items that you would bring into your store if you're a small business, and they can, you know, generate some new interest and some new sales for you? That price point is really critical. And then how do you advertise? So advertising is not the same as it used to be. You'll know that you're working in media, you know, aren't necessarily advertising in the paper or on the radio, but they are doing digital advertising, and they're being really targeted about how they do that. So making sure that people know how to segment their database, how they can issue targeted advertisements out to the right people at the right times for products that they're wanting. So really understanding data is really important now. So things like that are really helpful in terms of trying to make sure that your business continues to survive, and that there's some new ways you can think about doing things, because as with every other business in New Zealand, if you stand still, you're going backwards. You always have to continue to evolve. And at the moment, it's even more important to be agile and to be able to move to, you know, to introduce new things and just broaden your stock horizons.
And are the banks being cooperative? Do you know? Are they giving people wiggle room because they know that it's a tough environment?
Look, we've heard various reports from members on that sort of thing. And I think it really depends on each individual circumstance. Often banks are requiring personal guarantees, and businesses, if they've got business loans, they're guaranteed against their house. So, you know, they've got leverage in some ways. So the key is going into your bank early, having that discussion early, showing them your business plan, showing them your sales horizon, letting them know what you're doing to address, you know, current cash flow crisis that you might be in. So they're the key factors. If you can do those things, the bank can see that you've actually planned through what's going to come ahead. They know, if you know what your data is from previous years, that's all going to help. But if you just go in there to say, oh, things are really bad, you know, like any business, they'll say, well, you know, come back to us when you've got some more information.
Yeah. So it's all about Christmas sales, is it, at this point? Is that the make or break for many?
It's absolutely going to be get through to that that period, really, from Black Friday, which has become a thing in New Zealand, that last week in November through to, I guess, the second week in January, when you've got through Black Friday, Christmas sales, and then Boxing Day sales. So I think they're the important periods of time. If we can see an uptick in terms of income in that time, that'll be really important.
Okay. Well, thanks for giving us a view of that. Chief Executive Retail New Zealand, Carolyn Young. Thanks for coming on RCR. We appreciate that.
Kia ora, no problem.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.